రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 16 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 4. నిజగ్రాహౌజస విరహ
నిజగ్రాహస విరహ
కలిం దిగ్విజయే క్వచిత్ నృపలింగధరం శూద్రం ఘనంతం గో మిథునం పదా నిజగ్రహా
సఫిషియెంట్లీ పనిష్డ్
ఓజసా
బై ప్రావెస్
వీరః వాలియంట్ హీరో కలిం
అంటు కలి
ద మాస్టర్ ఆఫ్ ద ఏజ్ దిగ్విజయే
ఆన్ హిస్ వే టు కాంకర్ ద వరల్డ్
క్వచిత్
వన్స్ అపాన్ ఎ టైమ్
నృపలింగధరం One who passes in the dress of a king. Shudram.
The lower class.
Gnanantam.
Hurting.
Go Mithunam. A cow and bull.
Pada.
On the leg. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Once when Maharaj Parikshit was on his way to conquer the world, he saw the master of Kali Yuga, who was lower than a Shudra, disguised as a king and hurting the legs of a cow and bull. The king at once caught hold of him to deal sufficient punishment. Please repeat. When Maharaj Parikshit was on his way to conquer the world, he saw the master of Kali Yuga, who was lower than a Shudra, disguised as a king, and hurting the legs of a cow and bull. The king at once caught hold of him to deal sufficient punishment. Purport. The purpose of a king's going out to conquer the world is not for self-aggrandizement. Maharaj Parikshit went out to conquer the world after his ascendance to the throne, but this was not for the purpose of aggression on other states. He was the emperor of the world and all small states were already under his regime. His purpose in going out was to see how things were going on in terms of the godly state. The king, being the representative of the Lord, has to execute the will of the Lord fully, duly. There is no question of self-aggrandizement. Thus, as soon as Maharaj Parikshit saw that a lower class man in the dress of a king was hurting the legs of a cow and a bull, at once he arrested and punished him. The king cannot tolerate insults to the most important animal, the cow, nor can he tolerate disrespect for the most important man, the Brahmana. Human civilization means to advance the cause of Brahmanical culture and to maintain it. Cow protection is essential. There is a miracle in milk, for it contains all the necessary vitamins to sustain human physiological conditions for higher achievements. Brahminical culture can advance only when man is educated to develop the quality of goodness. And for this, there is a prime necessity of food prepared with milk, fruits and grains. Maharaj Parikshit was astonished to see that a black Shudra dressed like a ruler was mistreating a cow, the most important animal in human society. The age of Kali means mismanagement and quarrel. And the root cause of all mismanagement and quarrel is that worthless men with modes of lower class men who have no higher ambition in life come to the helm of the state management. Such men at the post of a king are sure to first hurt the cow and the Brahmanical culture, thereby pushing all society towards hell. Maharaj Parikshit, trained as he was, got the scent of this root cause of all quarrel in the world. Thus he wanted to stop it in the very beginning. You can take the next one also. Shaunaka uvacha.
Shaunaka vacha uvacha.
Kasya hetor nijagraha.
Kasya hetor nijagraha.
Kalim digvijaye nripaha.
Kalim digvijaye nripaha.
Nardeva chinna dhrika shudra.
Nardeva chinna dhrika shudra.
Kosau gamya padahanat.
Kausogayam
padaghanam tadkathyatam mahabhaga
yadi krishna kathashrayam.
Shaunaka Rishi inquired, why did Maharaj Parikshit simply punish him since he was the lowest of the Shudras, having dressed as a king and having struck a cow on the leg? Please describe all these incidents if they relate to the topics of Lord Krishna. Purport. Shaunaka and the rishis were astonished to hear that the pious Maharaj Parikshit simply punished the culprit and did not kill him. This suggests that a pious king like Maharaj Parikshit should have at once killed an offender who wanted to cheat the public by dressing like a king and at the same time daring to insult the purest of the animals, a cow. The rishis in those days, however, could not even imagine that in the advanced days of the age of Kali, the lowest of the Shudras will be elected as administrators and will open organized slaughterhouses for killing cows. Anyway, although hearing about a Shudraka who was a cheat and insulter of a cow was not very interesting to the great rishis, they nevertheless wanted to hear about it to see if the event had any connection with Lord Krishna. They were simply interested in the topics of Lord Krishna, for anything that is dovetailed with the narration of Krishna is worth hearing. There are many topics in the Bhagavatam about sociology, politics, economics, culture affairs, etc. But all of them are in relation with Krishna, and therefore all of them are worth hearing. Krishna is a purifying ingredient in all matters, regardless of what they are. In the mundane world, everything is impure due to its being a product of the three mundane qualities. The purifying agent, however, is Krishna. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Jaya Pataka Swaminiti Namine Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Nijagrahavjasa viraha viraha kalim digvijaye kvachit nripalinga dharam shudram gnanantam go mithunam pada. Once when Maharaj Parikshit was on his way to conquer the world, he saw the master of Kali Yuga, who was lower than a Shudra, disguised as a king and hurting the legs of a cow and bull. The king at once caught hold of him to deal sufficient punishment. Shaunaka uvacha kasya hetor nijagraha kalim digvijaye napaha nardeva chinna drakashudra kosau gamya padahanat tat kathyatam mahabhaga yadi krishna kathashrayam. Shaunaka Rishi inquired, why did Maharaj Parikshit simply punish him, since he was the lowest of the Shudras, having dressed as a king and having struck a cow on the leg? Please describe all these incidents if they relate to the topics of Lord Krishna. So this is the first condition for the Rishis to sit there and hear Bhagavad Katha. You know, they say that they are ready to sit there for 1,000 years and to hear this Katha non-stop. And at that time, they were also doing some yajna. So it described that their faces have become black with the, you know, the fire and the smoke and so on. But they are not bothered about it because they are not at the bodily concept. They all wanted to hear Krishna Katha, and for that they were prepared to sit in sun, rain, cold, whatever. But the only condition, it should be Krishna Katha. So Shaunaka Rishi is making sure that it's everything is spoken in relation to Krishna. So he is telling Sutta Goswami, Shaunaka Rishi is the representative of all the sages who assemble there in Naimisharanya. So he is saying that why did Parikshit Maharaj punish that Shudra only so much? See here, there is a lot of contradiction, but that's how people, I mean different people will look at it. Like in previous one it says, he gave him sufficient punishment, you know, sufficient punishment, to deal sufficient punishment. Whereas Shaunaka Rishi is not angry. He is thinking that what is, like Prabhupada explains, why he should have been killed. Why are you giving him such a small punishment, you know, some punishment? I mean, punishment is not described here. But it's naturally it is not death. And the cow killer automatically gets all these all the sinful reactions, you know. There are six people involved in a cow's killing get punishment. The one who sells the cow, the one who purchases, one who takes it home, the other one, you know, butchers, and then somebody cooks, and then somebody eats, sells and eats. All of them get punishment beyond our imagination. It is said that a person who kills a cow gets killed by the same cow as many number of times as there are hair on the body of the cow. So you can imagine how horrible things are going on in this world in Kali Yuga. Of course now we are 5,000 plus years in it. But even in the beginning we saw how things had started becoming from bad to worse. And Parikshit Maharaj, Prabhupada is explaining that he was going out to conquer the world for the sake of Krishna. You know, he wanted to make everybody a devotee. That was his idea. So propagate the Bhagavad Dharma, not as an aggressor. You know, he also saw that when Ashwamedha Yajna is performed, the king sends the horse and then he collects the taxes, and generally happily everybody will give. Sometimes somebody will oppose, and then he has to fight. So it's not that, you know, you enter into somebody and then capture it and then say it is my territory, your territory, you know, all this wars about the land. Some cases have not been solved after hundreds of years, you know, they're still fighting, saying that it is my land, some small piece of land, some small island or something like that, you know. So Prabhupada many times explained that this is not right, because The land doesn't belong to anybody anyway. So if people accept that the land belongs to the Lord, the Supreme Lord, then there is no problem. We are the caretakers. But the very creation of this material world is because we wanted to lord it over, you know. We wanted to become the Lord like Krishna. We wanted to become Krishna. So we are here now, and in the process now, you are here, Krishna is showing us all that is beautiful, good, and then he's also showing us what's all horrible, you know. The Satya Yuga comes, everything is peaceful, nice, long life, healthy life, and then it starts, you know, next generation, next Yuga, and Kali Yuga it becomes. And then again, as I said, this is the beginning of the Kali Yuga. So we have to be ready for something much severe, you know, beyond our imagination. Some part is described in the 11th canto. Hopefully we'll reach there one day. What are the symptoms of Kali Yuga? So now actually we saw that 15 chapters we went through. The real story has not even started. Because Bhagavatam will be... See, the Bhagavatam is like that. This first, I told you in the beginning that sometimes when in the first canto especially, we go from here to there, you know, like time scale changes. So if we start applying our present day calculations, then we get sometimes confused what is going on. It's a story within story. Because Shukadeva Goswami is going to speak to Parikshit Maharaj, but here we see that Suta Goswami is talking about Bhagavatam. He is actually describing. But he is describing what he heard. So in the, I think the, after two chapters we are going to hear about Shukadeva Goswami, the original speaker. Actually original speaker before him is Narada, and then like that. But it is recognized, all the credit has been given to Shukadeva Goswami for writing, I mean this compiling. Actually compilation is done by Vyasadeva. So Shukadeva Goswami is the one who narrated, and Suta Goswami repeated, and Vyasadeva compiled and presented, you know, in a story form, in a story plus philosophy plus everything. So that's why we say that two books are the, actually four books. The formula for a devotee is four books. If you read four books, then your life is successful. What are those four books? Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Nectar of Instruction, and Chaitanya Charitamrita. If you read four, then you don't have to read thousands others. And Bhagavatam is not a small book, 18,000 shlokas. Incidentally, there is a website now, srimadbhagavatamclass.com. So there you can hear the same thing what we are doing, shloka, word by word, purport, and then that's all, no explanation. So that is available. And just yesterday I spoke to the organizer of that website, and you'll be pleased to know that he has agreed that our Bhagavatam classes go on that website. That's going to be available there very soon. We are working on that, and then that will be available there. So one can listen to that and listen to this, and you know, get something more if they want. So I'd like to stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.